Right, what's going on, people? Welcome to BTS Behind the Story, where we talk about recent events going on in the news about the world and the entertainment industry, following music, acting, and other shit. Hosted by yours truly, Stuart, and my main guy since day one, Tabo. But on here, we call him Tab.
Hello.
Say hey to the listeners, bro.
What's up? I'm Tab.
Anyway, as today is our first episode, we thought it'd be best that we let everyone get to know us again through a series of questions that I thought you might like to know. Okay, you ready?
Yeah, go on then.
Okay, so first is easy name. Okay, so you first.
On this, I am Tab. That's all you get to know. No spell governments.
Spell what? It out.
T-A-B.
Just T-A-B. All right, okay.
We're going with that. Or Tabs if you're feeling, you know, adventurous.
Feeling gangster. All right. Mine is Stuart, so S-T-U-A-R-T. I don't like those other spellings. Right, second question, age.
I am 21. I had to think about that for a sec. I am 21. Right, I don't feel it, but that. You know.
No, I had to think about it as well. So when I get ID'd, do you never have, well, I don't know what you buy to get ID'd, but like.
Yeah, no.
When that's for him anyway. For me, if I bought alcohol and I got ID'd, do you know how many times I freeze on the spot and I'm like, wait, how old am I? But so then I have to get my ID out.
Going clubbing is a bit mad. It's like, I don't know. With my mad beard, if people see me, they'll see my mad beard. And it's like, how do I even get ID'd?
Because you have to look 25, which is, that's mad. 25 is, that's a big age.
I look at least 30. Like, do a good 30, though.
A good 30?
Yeah.
All right. Anyway, let's follow a question. I am also 21, but I don't look 21, to be fair. How old do you think I look?
I don't know, because I know you. I'd say 21. I don't actually know.
You said 21?
Yeah, because I know you, though. That's the thing. How old do I look? If you say 12, I swear.
No. I'm trying to picture. What's this beard looking like, though?
Oh, I trim it down all the time. It's like a one. Like, So one.
All right. I would say 23, you know.
Oh, damn.
From knowing you, yeah. But guys always say I look younger. Girls always say I look older.
Girls like an older guy.
Girls.
It's probably a good thing.
I rate that. I like that. Anyway, so hometown at the moment for both of us, I think we can answer just Banbury. So well, we're in the opposite.
Hometown is Harare, but yeah, I live in Banbury.
All right.
It's a city. But
hometown is London for me then, because I was born in London, but we're talking about where we live. It's Banbury within the Oxfordshire area.
Should I give my address as well?
Relax, bro. No one even knows us yet. This is the first one.
All right.
Who's gonna be knocking at your door?
We'll give it later. Don't worry. Episode 10. stay tuned, episode and you'll 10. Get my full address. If you stay to episode 20, I'll give you my bank details too.
Bro, you know. Oh, I'll get back to that. I'll get back to that. That's why I don't want to give my full address out to people. There are some weirdos out there, bro. Right. Number four for you. Nationality and birthplace.
Oh, okay. I jumped the gun, didn't I? So I am Zimbabwean. I was born in Harare. I came here when I was 4 or 5. I am British now, I think. Or a mixture.
You think?
I think I'm British. I still got both passports, so... One of them ones.
Does your passport look different, like the Zimbabwe one?
Yeah, it's red. Wait, which one's red? I don't know. It's a different color.
One.
Yeah,
which one is red?
One's a different color.
Purpley red.
Oh, okay. So mine's blue or black. I don't know. I got a case on it. It's black, but my case is black. I don't know what the actual passport is.
Yeah. I was gonna say something about the cases. I didn't know you have one, first of all. But like, why do people get the cases? Is it just to look different?
Honestly,
zero difference.
My parents did it for me, so I just. Because I can, you know?
I was going to say, I've seen people with like Mickey Mouse ones. I'm like, bro, it's a passport. Like, you just flash it and go. That's it.
Don't know. Yeah, it looks cooler, to be fair. Mine's black and gold. Be nice.
That does look kind of hard. All right. I agree. Anyway, so my nationality, I'm half British on my dad's side and I'm half Indonesian from my mum's side. But I was born in London. But I grew up with an Indonesian childhood. Like, it's hard to explain. Well, we'll talk about it in another episode. Languages. What languages do you speak?
Oh, my God. Oh, funny story. I'll tell you this later. My first language was Shona. That's what we speak in Zimbabwe. That's one of the languages. Second language I learned is English. I would say that's probably my best language, I guess. I'm still quite bad at comprehension, but, you know, apart from that, we good. I think you know that.
Your ability to read is questionable.
Bro, trust me, we're learning out here. And
he's not fresh off the boat, but he's still learning.
Bro, he's still learning. Then I've got French and I've got Spanish. And I think I've got to a point where I think small talk I've got down, for sure.
For both languages?
For sure.
That's hard.
I can read in them quite well now.
Really? Okay.
Still can't read English, though.
I bet you read the same in French as you do in English.
Yeah, probably. Honestly, it's mad. Je ne suis pas...
Je m'appelle... For me, I speak Bahasa from my mom because it's an Indonesian dialogue. I speak English naturally because, I've lived here basically my whole life. I actually needed speech therapy when I was a kid because I couldn't understand English very well. And my teachers were wondering why I wasn't listening to a lot of what they were saying.
I should have got one.
You should have got one? Yeah, bro. Helped me a lot. Imagine your teacher's talking to you. You're not fully understanding what's going on. And you're just playing with like the dinosaurs or whatever, like all the toys. And the other kids are doing something else, but you're by yourself.
Bro, that was half of primary school for me.
You know?
Damn, I don't even know.
You did that to yourself.
Jeez.
Okay, so there's two, and French. I would like to say confidently that I am almost fluent. Like my problem is listening, but I'm getting so close. Just because one of my friends here, he's a Swiss native, and he speaks French natively, and because I took it as a subject as well for school. All the way up to A level, I cut halfway. And from there, I don't know. It's just been fun to learn and I can actually use it now. Like I can talk to him about other people, like whilst in the room with them. Do you know what a skill that is? Like that's pretty cool.
Yeah, yeah. I had a story. So yesterday I met this girl. And I wasn't chirping. It just turns out she was a girl, yeah, before you go there.
I was playing
Oh, fair enough. But then, so she's Romanian, but she lives in Spain. So I was like, oh, okay, what part of Spain do you live in? And she was like, I don't understand what you're saying. I bust out that Spanish. Oh, mate, it was so good. I felt so, you don't even know. Like, you just hear a massive thud because my balls hit the floor. Like, honestly, I felt so good.
That's hard. No. It's hard to speak in another language when you're learning the language. You know what I mean? But yeah. Like, I reckon, the same with you, I'm guessing is it Shauna?
Yeah.
Speaking Shauna in English is not, it doesn't feel that impressive because you grew up with it.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. But when you learn something and people are like conversing with you as if it's normal, you're like, man, I'm a fucking genius.
But I wish people realized how happy I am that I know English now. I know I live here, but like, bro, I came here without knowing it.
Bro, So when you speak English, are you still like, guess that you know English?
Personally, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, man.
No way. When I learned, I was five. No way, bro. Now that I've learned, like I couldn't give a fuck. Like I need the like. It's cool that I speak it, but like it's not exciting for me. Like it's nice to learn a different one.
To be fair, I've got to the point where I don't translate it anymore. So like when someone speaks English, I hear English. I don't know if that makes any sense.
Well, I think in English, like...
Yeah, like stuff like that, I mean? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So, like my friend, the one I just mentioned, he speaks French. He literally, I think this was a couple of days ago, he just told me that like now he thinks in English and not French, which is a huge adjustment. Like,
I'm starting to just think in Spanish. It's quite cool.
Really?
But I have to try and think, but it's not like... I have to force myself to try.
Yeah, but you'll get used to it and it will fall into place. Naturally, I speak French and it's it annoys some people because one, they think I'm talking about them when I'm not, like it's just me practicing. And two, I don't know, I count in French now.
You just counted in English just then.
Yeah, but I have to push myself back into it because it's annoying, like, other people. Like, if we do a canto, I'm like, toi, du, un. Like, it's, like, frequent.
Yeah.
But I'm pushing myself back into English just for now, just whilst. Anyway, it's not relevant. Anyway, so those are my three languages. You have four, so fair play to you. Fair play. Current careers and education, so.
Education, what's that? So I did GCSE.
A GCSE.
I did 10 of them, actually. I thought I would just flex that because, you know, some man don't have them out there.
I know people with two GCSEs.
So I got all 10 somehow. Literally, I don't know how I did.
You got all 10?
Yeah, man.
No way.
Why are you so surprised?
Just because I didn't get all 10. How many did I get? I think I got 7, maybe 8.
Oh, fair enough. It's a struggle, fam. It's a struggle. Anyway, yeah, I got them, passed all of them. What were you saying? Then I went on to A levels. I got 2 ASs and 2 A levels. I got a C in an E, C in maths, and E in biology. Then I got 2 E's at A level, which is physics and chemistry. So wasted 2 years. They're the best 2 years of my life.
Bro, like, some nerdy subjects. I picked nerdy subjects too because I wanted to actually, like, being a nerd is like a good thing. People don't understand.
Yeah, I think I'm probably more into it than you, probably.
Well, being a nerd.
Yeah.
I used to be a big nerd, but then I just got lazy. Physics, I did the same as you. I got. I don't remember my grades actually. That was not even that long ago. But talk about where you are now, because you're now in a career. So
now I'm doing a degree apprenticeship. So it's like going to uni. So we use Canvas. I guess quite a lot of people know Canvas. Do you use Canvas?
I don't use Canvas.
You don't use Canvas?
I've heard of it from you and one other person.
Oh, okay. Quite a lot of people use Canvas. Anyway, so it's pretty much like doing Open University while working, which is what most people do when they do Open University. So yeah, I'm doing a degree apprenticeship in software development.
That's where the big money's at, though. So
at the moment, but by the time I'm done, it'll probably be extinct.
The lesson here is, fuck A levels. You don't need A levels to like get somewhere in life.
I would say, you know, do good.
Do well, bad. Yeah, do good well. Bad. But you don't need them.
You don't. But to be fair, though, do you know, I'll be finishing next year if I had good A levels. Because I applied with my GCSEs. So I had to do level three again.
What I'm saying is more for the people stressing about getting good A-level grades.
Oh, don't worry, fam. Look at me. I'm a complete failure. Look at me. I'm rolling
money.
It.
He's making money. He's got a degree on his way.
9K debt. Where?
UK. Yeah, that's true. Facts, you know. No debt whatsoever.
No debt.
As for myself, education-wise, yeah, I got my GCSEs. I got 3 A levels and an AS. Subjects, I don't know why I'm drawing a blank. So I did French as the AS because I did not want to do it as an A level. I did physics again. I stayed with that. Business I stayed with, and what did I take? Oh, I took biology. That's it. Now I took biology as well. So I took 3 brainy subjects as I could, and I think I got CDC. Yeah, that's right. No, that's right. I got CDC. And to be honest, to this day, I'm very happy with my results. And at the moment, I'm at uni at St. Mary's University in Twickenham. I feel like, am I giving away too many details?
Depends who you want to find you, no? In this day and age, anyone can find you, bro.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. All you need is an Instagram.
Instagram, exactly, you know.
That's it. But St. Mary's University in Twickenham, I'm studying business and I aspire to own my own business one day. I have my own ideas, but I need to learn the skills till I transfer them. Yeah?
Yep.
Sorry, I thought I called them, my bad. Dogs or cats?
None.
Waste, man. You got to pick one.
Bam, gun to my head, I'm dying. Are you dizzy?
Pick one. All right, okay. If there's a gun next to a cat and a dog's head, which one are you using?
Shoot both, mate. Dogs or cats? I guess because we've got an office dog. I don't even know because they're both so bad. I guess, yeah, because I need love and dogs have unconditional love. Well, let's go dogs.
You go dogs, my G. Okay, I'll go dogs as well. I don't mind cats, but cats are... I don't know if you've seen videos, but cats are bipolar.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Oh my god, I saw a video of this guy stroking his cat. It was purring, and next minute, it attacked him, it jumped on him, clawed, and held on. Like, this thing was going for him.
I swear dogs have weak bladders or something. Because our dog, our office dog, we're in a meeting. It was lying down. It just got up, walked to the front, just started pissing on the floor. We're like, all right, sick. That's what it's going to be.
Dogs are jokes, bro. I even did an Instagram poll just to see what, like, what my followers were saying. And, bro, dogs won by a long shot. Bro, cats is just not the one. If you're talking about big cats that are lions and that, they're hard.
Oh, I'd have a cheetah any day.
Yeah, wait, why a cheetah? Like,
that's my favorite animal.
UT and my boy Zach said the exact same thing. That cheetah's our favorite animal.
Yeah, my favorite animal. Always been my favorite animal.
For real?
Always. That's my only favorite. Like, most things have changed during the years, but cheetah's always been my favorite animal.
I have to let him know. That's hard. I'm not gonna. Well, that's a wild coincidence. Anyway, question 8. Single or taken? We'll skip through this quickly.
I'm taken by Jesus. That's what I'm taken by. I'm single.
I'm single too. Childhood dream. So when you were a kid, what did you actually look at yourself?
I wanted to be...
Remember, it's a dream, like when...
Oh, so you're saying, well, I can't be anymore.
Well, okay, so... I'll go first then, because just to make sure we're on the same page.
Go on then.
I wanted to be a football player so bad. Bro, I was a baller. You saw me play.
Yeah.
I was good. Like, and then I got lazy. But if I stuck to my dream, I don't think I could have made it to anything like Premier League level, but I definitely think. No, it's not. Fuck it. I was sick. If I think I had the potential to meet, if I had the right training and the right focus,
be right back like on the bench.
In Watford or something, you know, bottom of the league at the minute. I think I could have made it somewhere in the Premier League,
yeah,
for sure. Yourself?
Mine's still kind of I've never let go of him. So comedian and racing driver.
Mm. Comedian, like, let's go into that. So like sketch or stand up?
Just make people laugh. probably. Obviously, stand-up is like the goal, I guess. But literally, just make people laugh.
Then do stand-up. Because actually, one of my friends here, he said he did stand-up once. And, bro, all credit to anyone who does stand-up, because that is mad confidence.
Yeah, I've done public speaking and that goes okay. And that was kind of... People found it funny. But like, I think when you go into it having to be funny, is a bit different to just talking.
When you're on that stage.
And then you're funny kind of thing. Racing driver, that won't happen that still can happen because obviously I know you don't really care about racing drivers, but racing and stuff like that. But there's quite a few racing drivers who are like 40, 50, so you can be it at any age. So that is still kind of alive, but I just need the money.
New money? Why?
Oh, it's expensive because imagine like you get a car, man. Huh?
You have to buy your own car for it, or
well, it's like football, right? When you're playing grassroots, that's you proving yourself. So you're paying to play in that grassroots team. Then when someone finally scouts you, that's when you stop paying, right?
Okay.
But in racing, the same thing. So you have to go grassroots. So grassroots, you need your car, your fuel, your tires, a team.
Fuel would be a bitch.
Stuff like that. Mate, trust me, tires would be a killer.
How much is
a racing tire?
Well, no, not the tire. I mean, roughly, how much do you think that would cost? Because football, imagine you only pay. Actually, I don't remember how you paid for, like, you remember when we
played football? Yeah, football's like, what, like 200 a year?
No, it was a year. It had to be a year. No
was
way.
About 200 a year? It was like something quite big, but like not like horrendous now compared to go-karting.
I think it was 100 and something. I don't remember it being 200.
Yeah, I don't think it probably reached 200, but it was definitely like 100 and something.
Mm. Definitely.
But go karting. Depends how much you do, obviously. Let's say if you do every week, you could be looking up to like 4K and stuff like that. Well, no, you can be like 20K.
Real fuck.
But if you're driving a car, that could be something stupid, like 10, 20K for sure.
And you're still looking into that?
Yeah, man, for sure. Life's all about having fun, isn't it? So.
Well, you have P then, don't you? Fuck.
Well, no. Oh, no, I can't afford it. That's why I'm not doing it. I'll be doing it the first chance I get.
All right, I feel you. This next one, do you have your phone on you?
Yes.
I should have said this before, sorry. What was your Spotify for... What was your top five for your Spotify 2019?
That's a good question, I can tell you.
I realize it says a lot about a person.
Do you want to know the whole stats, the whole truth, or just a part of the truth?
I'm just getting mine up right now. I just want the top five, and then I'll ask questions based off
of the decade or just this year.
2019, the decade. But they gave you decade.
Yeah, they gave you decade this year.
They must have done the same with me.
Yeah, my decade one was like, I looked at it, I was like, yeah, that looks about right.
Is there a way to go back and check?
I think if you log on, it still could be up. But anyway, I'll tell you 2019. Actually, guess mine. Try and guess any.
I can't. Just your music is too diverse for me to actually. Right, when you tell people, I listen to everything. You listen to everything.
Okay, I literally listen to everything. Yeah, true enough.
You listen to everything. When I say it, people are like, "Oh, he means rap," and like a little bit of that.
All right, fair enough. Anyway, so Uno, DaBaby. Dos, Lil Pump. Tres, J1.
Lil Pump.
Yeah, Lil Pump. At the beginning of the year, he dropped his album. I had that on repeat.
No way.
Yeah, for real. My fourth favorite song is Racks on Racks, which is on his album.
Wait, sorry. We had DaBaby, Lil Pump. What was three?
J1.
Yeah,
for real, bro. I've had him on repeat this year. Especially because he was at Part Life. So before Part Life, mate, I was revising lyrics hard.
I hate that I know what you mean, because if I go to remember when we went Bryson Tiller.
I knew you were gonna say that.
Oh my god, I was revising, bro.
Do you know what I wish I looked properly at the thing, because if I knew SZA was there, I would have listened to her songs, because some of them are bangers.
I didn't know SZA was gonna be there.
I didn't really
knew two songs.
Yeah.
I found mine. Okay, continue.
Fourth, after 3 years at the top, Drake. Imagine 2018, 2017, 2016, it was Drake top.
You can't escape the guy, though. That's the thing. He's
been one of my favorites since early.
Fair enough.
So I'm not one of those, like, I've jumped on the band. Not saying there's anything wrong with that, but like, I've always listened to Drake. And fifth is Stunner 4 Vegas. Don't know if you've heard of him. He's on quite a few DaBaby songs.
I don't know him.
And I just flex on him, you know, flex on our listeners. I got 111,708 minutes.
I have mine screenshotted, so
yeah, mine screenshots.
I only have the top five, so I don't even stand by mine. I'm very shocked by maybe not number one, but 2, 3, and 5. I'm a little bit shocked. Okay, ready?
Mm-hmm.
So one was Juice WRLD.
Everyone's listening to him. Yeah, I got two friends who's on theirs, and I was like, damn, bro, like, fair enough.
Juice WRLD, Do, Drake,
yeah,
Twa, Pink Sweat. Do you know who Pink Sweat is?
Does he have that song called is it Patience? No, not Patience. He's a black guy, quite big.
Yeah, he's a black guy.
Yeah, I know he is.
He played Honesty.
Honesty, that's it.
Coke and Hennessy. Basically, I just liked these few songs, very, very few songs from him. And just kept replaying them. And I think they've just taken it as he was my top artist.
Yeah,
but I didn't know much of his. That's a lot. Yeah, I didn't know a lot of his stuff. Four was XXXTentacion.
Damn.
And five was Travis Scott. But I feel Travis Scott's the same as Drake. You can't really escape it. It's just everywhere. He'll be on some track.
How about your top songs?
Top song, I don't have that.
Do you know my decade?
That's in a playlist, isn't it?
Yeah, it's in a playlist. It's in order
just
as well.
Just tell me it's in order.
Yeah.
No way.
So my top five on my screenshot is Becky by J1, No Guidance, Chris Brown, Drake, Babysitter by DaBaby and Offset, Racks on Racks by Lil Pump, and Mingle by a guy called Oh my days, how do I forget his name right now when I literally need his name? A song called Mingle, yeah. And if you go on the playlist, that should be the top five. Well, that'll be my top five anyway.
My top five, I'm shocked by mine because I actually don't even remember playing. Number five, I know. So Die Young by Roddy Ricch.
Yeah.
You know that one?
Maybe go to the bottom. It could be inverted. But yeah.
Might be inverted. Tell you what, I'll say the top five here and then I'll go to the bottom and see what's there. Because it might make more sense. So, Die Young by Roddy Ricch.
Yep.
Maze, Juice WRLD. I actually love that song, so that's probably right. Dreamcatcher by Metro Boomin, Swae Lee, Travis Scott.
Yeah.
You've heard that, right? That is a hard song. My days. Don't Pretend by Khalid.
Khalid's so good, man.
Sorry. And Be Honest by Georgia Smith.
Yeah. Oh, that's good. That's a banger.
That song.
That's a good song.
I didn't understand what it meant to be attracted to someone's voice, because girls are always talking about gigs, but for me, Georgia Smith's voice is insane.
Mm-hmm.
Like, nuts.
I'm going to have my babies to Georgia Smith's voice.
She's a mad one.
Anyway, top of the decade, yeah. I looked at it, I was like, yeah, that's literally me. So, number one is Drake. That was obvious. If it wasn't, I'd be surprised. Two is Kanye West. Three is ASAP Rocky. Four is Migos. And five is Meek Mill.
See, I thought I'd have more ASAP Rocky on my stuff because I do listen to it. And then it's not always... And I honestly thought Chris Brown would be in my top five.
Yeah. I'd be surprised. It's like my decade one, my top song ever is Yes Indeed by Drake and Lil Baby.
That didn't surprise me for you at all.
Really? My second song
that,
is...
You love that little bar about...
yeah, true. Where? Little Baby.
Oh, that's it.
But like, but I thought it would be Exchange by Bryson Tiller, which is number two, because I still bump that song so much.
I don't really listen to him anymore. I'm sort of like, I don't know, I've lost it for him. I've gone more towards Chris Brown. And I used to be a Chris Brown, like huge Chris Brown fan anyway. Right. So, 11, Celeb Crush. You only get one, by the way.
I already have
mine lined up. That's why I thought of you.
I'm in a weird phase. I don't really have one right now.
I definitely have mine.
Say yours and I'll think of mine.
Mine is Chantel Jeffries. Now, I know she depicts into the impossible standards, but I think that's why I like her. Like, I love the impossible. And to me, gorgeous. You know I'm on about, right?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, on about. Yeah. Did you ever look her up? Yeah.
I've seen her before. I didn't know her name.
Insane. But as a person, well, for me, your personality has to match your looks. Yeah. Does that make sense? Like, you could be a stunning person, but if you're a bitch, fuck off. No way.
My celeb crush right now, I honestly don't know. Amanda Seinberg is quite fit, if you know who she is. I think she's right.
Say again.
What Amanda Steinberg.
How do you spell that?
A-M-A-N-D-L-A.
L-A.
I think she should come out after that.
I see.
Oh, I don't know. She's... Yeah, I guess that's probably who was the last feeling. But you know me. My biggest one's been Zendaya, for sure. Or like Tinashe.
See, I rate Zendaya, but I know a lot of my friends here do not rate Zendaya. Man, I'm very surprised by that.
Zendaya and Tinashe are both a bit Zimbabwean as well.
Who?
Zendaya and Tinashe are both a bit Zimbabwean.
So is Janae Aiko.
I did not know that.
No, Janae Aiko is Zimbabwean.
Close, mate. Close. Zimbabwean.
What did I say? Sorry.
Zimbabwean or something. You nearly got it.
Zimbabwean,
yeah.
All right, my... I probably sound like a dickhead for that. Anyway, moving on. A pet peeve. Now, I didn't specify what kind of pet peeve, but let's just say from one person to another. Like, if you met someone, what would be a pet peeve about them? Like, someone you've just met, basically.
Someone I just met.
Because you can have loads about people you know.
Yeah. Pet peeve that happens quite a bit. You should give me more time to think about this.
If you want, I can go first.
You go first.
One example. Basically, I mean, one is arrogance. Like, I hate arrogance.
Yeah.
Like, power moves and that. Like, I know someone here, from my first week of living here, who pretended, like, I've had so many conversations with this guy. He said my name so many times. We've been talking, like, chatting, whatever. I thought he was a chill guy. And then he pretended not to know my name just to impress this girl. And then that girl didn't even want him in the end, was talking to my friend. And I was just like, well, you showed me where we stand. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that to me is a huge pet peeve. Because that to me shouts arrogance.
Yeah.
That's all it can say.
I'll probably, yeah. Mine would be probably the same one. Not people that don't listen as well. That's killer. You know, when you say something and just, they just don't care. It's like, all right, I see where I stand.
It's like, yeah, I see where we stand. Like, that to me, no, that's a vexing point for sure. Favorite three colors. I was a little bit generous with this because one color is...
Yeah, I was going to say. So red, purple, and red and purple. Whatever that
is. Red and purple?
Nah, red, purple, and orange.
Red and purple probably make brown, you know.
Let's do it now. Yeah, red, purple, and orange.
Red, purple, and orange. For me, it would be... I don't want to say black, white, and gray because that's...
Ooh, black. I forgot about that.
But black is definitely on there. White is definitely on there. Like, if you can put... White looks nice and a lot of stuff. Yeah. I'd probably say navy.
Oh, fair enough. Or red. Be different.
But one, it'll be those three. Role model. Now, this can be celebrity or someone you know.
Role model. Would be... I don't really have any role model. Maybe like Elon Musk or Nelson Mandela.
Elon Musk.
Oh, then too. Okay, cool.
No, I rate both of them. I rate Elon Musk because of his big strides into like exploring space. Like, he's going above government kind of standard right now.
Bill Gates. I'll go Bill Gates.
Bill Gates.
Okay. Because I like what he's doing with philanthropy and all that. I quite like that.
Mine is, now it won't be a shock to you, but because people are getting to know me, mine would be Jordan Peterson.
Yeah.
Just because I like what he stands for in helping like the male mental health. Because there are big drags on our side of the community. So that's why he's my role model. Now, your social media preference and which platform? Well, meaning which platform, I mean. Like, this would be hard for you.
It's quite hard.
The thing is, when I wrote these questions, you had social media.
So. Oh, I see. I literally don't go on social media anymore, really.
But that's going to change when we get more listeners.
We'll see. I would have said, if like a month ago, I would have said Reddit and all that, but I literally don't even go on Reddit anymore.
You don't go on Reddit?
I literally don't go on it. Like, not even like I'm trying to avoid it. I just don't, I don't know. Ever since so for the listeners, I deleted Instagram. I've deleted all my, so I deleted Twitter first. I was like, oh, Twitter was ages ago. Deleted Snapchat at the beginning of 2019. Then I've just deleted Instagram beginning of end of October, I think. I actually can't remember the date. Then after that, I literally just don't. I just read books nowadays if I'm bored.
You read books?
Yeah, man. I'm loving it.
At your speed.
Bro, I'm getting in my head, yeah? I read like Sonic, right? Out loud, though, bro. Like I get okay. Tourette's. I get not Tourette's. You know what I mean?
It seems like an inside joke, but for people who don't know Tabo's reading speed is ridiculous.
You know, like, did you ever have
out loud?
Did you ever have that? Did you ever have a Nintendo DS?
Yes, of course.
Did you ever have brain training?
I didn't have it myself, but I played it.
Okay, this thing when you do it, and I bet like if I was to do it, the joke's kind of dead now because you never played it, so. Never mind.
I didn't really play it like that.
Yeah, you never played it, so the joke's kind of dead.
It's not like that? Okay.
Sorry. But anyway, yeah. I forgot what I was saying. Yeah, I don't use social media, so none for me.
None for
WhatsApp
you.
Is, I guess, social media, isn't it? No, it's not.
Yeah, no. Well, it's a platform.
Because I still do have Facebook, but I don't go on Facebook the thing.
You go on the website?
No, as in, like, I only use Messenger. I don't.
Oh, yeah, it's a separate thing, though.
I don't go on the... Like the feed.
Okay. Mine would be Reddit and Instagram because Reddit is where everything is created in the first place. It's like the founder of. Like,
I told you, isn't it? It's so true.
I know, but when you introduce someone, they don't understand at first.
Yeah.
You know that. Come on.
Yeah. Like,
it's so hard to explain. But when you get into it, you're like, everything is made here first.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
And then it goes to Twitter, and then people take it from Twitter and put it on Instagram.
Pretty much. Like, because I love about Reddit is like, a few hours, like if a day before, you'll see a meme. You'll be like, oh, that's a funny meme. Then it'll blow up on Instagram like the next few days.
Yeah.
It's like,
you won't even realize.
I knew about that time ago.
Yeah, that's facts. Right. What is your ideal Saturday night? So a Saturday night in, like, you get to do whatever. Like, what is it for you?
What's my ideal Saturday night? So I'll have a good dinner. I'll have sweet and sour prawns with noodles. Sweet chili prawns with noodles even. So I'll finish that off. Then I would, if I could, I'll go go-karting. But obviously, I'll go Top Golf. That'd be a nice little Saturday night.
Top Golf. Oh, Top Golf's hard.
But let's say I'm staying in. It's definitely staying in because I went out the other day. Oh, yeah. If I'm staying in, I'll just, I don't know. I'll probably just play a game or something. Yeah, because I'm that sad. But yeah, play a game. Play whatever game I've got to hand.
Ours is a little different. See, I like to go out with, I like going out in a big group, but it's better when it's better when everyone has kind of finished their assignments or doesn't have work the next day. So we don't have to get like, you know, go heavy, but it's like as an option. But I just want to be around like my whole group of friends and we just,
I'll change my answer.
Bar and chilling. Yeah, same thing.
With friends. Yeah, we've been doing that quite a lot recently and it's literally like the best nights we've ever had. It's
Way better. Like I've seen, I think I saw a picture of you with like, I don't want to say their names, but you know, your man, yeah, your boys, isn't it? Like just out and it looks hard.
We've been having the best few months, like honestly, like I don't know, we've just got closer, so sick.
Dude, that's better, man. how tall are you?
I'm 6 foot.
6 foot, all right, no lies though.
I identify as 6 foot.
You identify as 6 foot.
On a good day, I'm 5'4".
5'4".
Depends what she's wearing.
Me, I think I'm 5'11 at most. No way am I 6 foot. Like 6 foot is tall, you know.
Like, I know.
I don't think I don't think girls realize what 6 foot looks like.
No, it's like, I want a girl 6 foot. Show me 6 foot, fam. Why are you 5'2" and wanting a 6 foot man? Like, show me 6 foot. You got self for me.
There is. Their arms cannot even reach.
Exactly.
Like,
stay in your lane, yeah. Us short guys need some loving too.
Oh man. Right. Favorite class through school. One subject.
Maths.
Perfect.
No, art.
For real. Mine was physics. I fucking love.
Yeah, that. I was gonna change to physics as well. Then I was like, I've already changed once.
I like physics. Well, you changed yours to physics. If it's physics, physics was
fun, all the way through had to be physics. But like
physics was hard.
I didn't do maths at GCSE. So obviously, if you don't do a GCSE, that's like year 9 is the last time you do it. So
for me, physics was where like all the other sciences. It was like the Reddit of sciences. Like it was the founder. Like nothing can happen without a physical thing happening. Does chemistry? That make sense? Have I said that too bad?
Chemistry? Could be the founder. I don't know. I'm not going to argue it, but yeah, I get you.
Well, for me anyway, that was just my opinion. For me, physics is like the founder of all of them. Right. Where do you want to be in 5 years?
I'd like to be living. I would like to be...
Number one, yeah.
That'd be nice.
I want to be...
Wait, five?
In 5 years.
Five, 26, okay.
Yeah, it's the math of that.
26. I don't think I'll be, so that's a bit of a stretch to be like, oh, married and all that. So it probably won't be anything like that.
Well, let's put it in perspective. This is a new decade now.
Yeah, exactly. So it was,
life's coming quick.
I'd like to be on Mars. That'd be quite cool.
You'd like to be on Mars?
Yeah, man.
Right.
I'll call up my mate Elon and see what he can do. But honestly, hopefully still doing the podcast. We'll see where that's going. Hopefully have my own business or at least... making strides.
All right, no hopefullys on that, just where we want to be, because I'm telling you now, I want the podcast to still be there.
Okay, where I definitely want to be is in my own house. I think I can do it within 5 years.
What, the one you're in now?
Buy my own house. Like,
my own house. I was like, wait, you don't want to move?
I'll buy my own house somewhere. That's in the sticks, not in the city.
Do you know, I'm going to say her name anyway. You know,
yeah, she bought a house with her boyfriend. Yeah.
How sick is that?
That's cool, to be fair. I saw it coming because the guy had... it's mad how I know who you're talking about. That's kind of like... But,
did you hear from his side though? Because obviously I know...
No, I heard from... I actually don't know what side he... I think he knows the guy, my mate.
Okay.
I don't know how he knows. No, he saw on her story. He saw on her story.
That is mad.
And he told me because I know her.
That is crazy. I'm sorry.
Do you know what? It's mad because I don't know any of this because there's two people now that have recently bought houses and I didn't know that until someone told me.
Really?
So obviously, and you told me that, I think.
Oh, yeah. That was
sick. I had no clue.
That's big moves, though. I think that's...
And then obviously these two. And then it's like, yo, I'm out here scraping every penny I can. And this is looking, I'm looking like 3-4 years away.
Yeah, but think about what you're doing first. Like, you're saving money.
And also, like,
fair enough. They're playing. They're working full time jobs in that. So.
Oh yeah, because yeah, I'm on. Mate, I'm on peanuts as an apprentice.
You're what?
I'm on peanuts.
Oh, peanuts. All right. Sorry. I'm not trying to be immature, but I definitely heard something different.
Oh, okay.
Right. But that's it, man. 5 years' time. 5 years' time, I actually want my business ideas to already be in progress because I've already had my ideas put forth. I just need to put a patent on them. I'm hoping it starts up. So five years is a long time. I want to be in my own apartment and preferably I actually don't want to be in the UK anymore.
What's that?
Because I don't know, I don't want to live here like my whole life. Like, I want to experience other countries and that. I was thinking more for like a French native speaking country because then I can actually adapt my French as well. Mm-hmm. Like, maybe even France, but they're in like a revolution, so maybe not.
I was gonna say, is that like the only French speaking country you know?
No, that's not what I meant. All right, fuck that. Moving on.
Go to Canada or something.
Oh, that's a shout.
That's a good shout, isn't it?
Canada
yeah.
is so... I haven't actually been, but apparently it is so good.
I'm going to try it.
It's to be amazing.
Try it in Montreal. I think... I hope it's Montreal that speaks French.
I think it is.
Otherwise,
it can't be Toronto. No way.
No, it's not Toronto. That's too close to you.
I think it's Montreal.
Okay, good.
But that's hard. Yeah, okay. Yeah, that's a good shout. Well, do you drink tap water?
Yes.
You do? Oh, I thought you didn't. I don't drink tap water.
Oh, like, for the most... I think if you're like, do I drink it? Yes.
I don't trust
but
it.
If I have the choice...
I don't want to be a weird skeptic, like...
Oh, like, you don't drink it, like, full stop?
I don't drink it full stop. Like,
oh, I see. Nah, like, if it's free, easy...
If there's what, sorry?
If it's just... If, like, let's say, like, right now, if I quickly wanted a drink, I'll just get to my tap. But, like...
Really? I admire that, but I can't do that.
But if you know, I had time, I was eating a meal or something, I'll get a fresh bottle of water.
Bro, my body would fight me as if my hand is over a fire. Like, the reflex would just be like, no.
But recently, I've been on my environmental kind of thing, so I've got a reusable bottle, so I just fill that mostly now.
I want to buy a good one, like because I bought one and it was just not. It gave me filtered water, but I did not like, I don't know, the mechanism to drinking the water. Like, I had to pull it open with my teeth. That shit hurts, like, after a while. That's low quality, so I have to invest and buy a good one. Mm. But no, I do not drink tap water. I think that shit is tap completely. But if you do, fair play to you. What sports did you play, and were you any good?
So football and no.
You had a wide range of them.
I've played so many sports and I'm trying to remember all of them.
So football, you taught on me.
No. rugby. I was okay. I was all right. I was all right. But obviously I'm really small, so that's that. Tennis. Bro, I would have been in Wimbledon this year if I carried on playing tennis. I swear to you.
For real.
I say that. Basically, I dominated the kid. Basically, I did it at an age where I was between groups. So when I play with kids, I was dominating. But they're not like kids. They're like 15, 16. Like, they're still like old enough, but like they're still kids, you know, 15, 16, 14. And I was 17.
Well, little utes.
Yeah. I was destroying those tournaments. I don't even know. Like, I was no mercy. I didn't even care if you didn't have a point.
Right,
when it came to playing adults, though, that was a bit of a different one. Like, I remember my first ever game against an adult. I didn't score a single point.
For real?
Yeah.
No way.
But then I got better. Obviously, I got better. But, like, mate, it was a step up. Then tennis, yeah. I feel like if I carried on playing tennis, I wouldn't have got too far because I'm too short to be a tennis player. But, yeah. Well, no, I'm not I believe I could do it, but yeah, anyway. What sports? I don't know sports. Touch rugby. Well, I don't want to flex, but
you're a baller, isn't it?
I think I'm all right. We count running.
Of course, I'm just athletics.
Running, I'm quite average at running.
What kind of running?
Long distance. Athletics is like short distance running. No.
Like running. You said running. So what kind of distance?
I never got past 5K, to be fair. So
5K?
Yeah. So I never got past that, actually. Because I was going to... Anyway.
Fair play to you, though. 5,000 meters.
Trust me, it's not that hard. Trust me, you get there. You can.
Maybe for you, but Jesus, my lungs could not take that.
I've done more, but I can't remember them right now. Because I know I did a variety when I was younger. But anyway, yeah, we'll go with them.
We'll go with them. All right. So the sports I played I played typical English sports apart from cricket. I played football, which I was a baller. Rugby, also a baller. I was just fast. So you would just give me the ball. I would score a try. And then you'd have to take me off because I was very tired. Like, I had very short stamina. Athletics. Well, I was a baller. Like I said, I was fast. Like, I remember the sprinting days. I was always a 100 meter, 200. And then the relay was honestly my favorite. Just because it was the only team one, if that made sense. Because you are just part, you're relying on someone else for once in the race. And that to me was like, that's why I preferred the team sports, to be honest. And I think that was it, to be honest. Yeah, those are my sports.
Does esports count?
Esports?
Yeah.
What's an esport?
Oh, fam, gaming.
I mean, yeah, do you know, let's just count. There's no difference.
Bro, FIFA, do I even have to say anything else?
Oh, no way. Right, we're moving on.
Bro, my word.
Some other day.
That wasn't even my best game as well.
All right, we're gonna clarify that for another day, but right now, what is your favorite sport now? Yours would be racing, right?
What to watch?
Just sport now, like, you don't... Oh, actually, no, that's not fair. Okay, so for you to watch, I would say racing, and for you to do is your touch rugby, right?
To do touch rugby, to watch, because racing is on the off season as of recording, so it'll be at basketball right now, but it'll be any motorsport, really, anything with an engine.
That's hard,
but basketball, yeah, love it.
I'm not much of a racer, you know that. I've never really been into cars like that. No, yeah, do you know what? I can't lie, not many people are, but it's a fair sport and I respect it. For me, it'd be football. I love watching football, and then doing sport at the moment. It is just gym, but I like to play football when I can. Like, it is just a bit of fun. I've never been into basketball whatsoever.
I love that sport. So
I think it's cool that people have the athletic ability to do so, but I do not personally care whether about playing it or watching it. Like, if people tell me someone, what do you call the like, if the Super Bowl is the American football, what's basketball?
Just championship.
Is that it? Just championship. Yeah, someone won the championship. I could not care less. It's not for me.
Love basketball, man. I'm cycling right now as well. I love that.
Cycling.
Yeah.
I used to like that, but
that's really fun.
Not for like speed.
Blocking traffic. Oh, mate, best feeling.
At least you get to the front of the queue though. Like, you have your own little box.
I love that so much. When there's so much traffic and I just whiz past it, I love that feeling.
Yeah, I respect that. three animals you're afraid of.
Spiders.
Is that it? You can just go with the one if you want. Like, freeze is quite
a lot. Yeah, because I'm not scared of dogs anymore.
You're not scared of dogs?
Nah, no, not anymore. Way. I've grown out of that now.
Right, you can see my dog, innit?
I've grown out of that stuff. Spiders, bacteria, I don't know. Yeah.
But just go with the one. We'll go with spiders. All right.
But to be fair, I picked up a spider the other day. And threw it out, so...
I'm okay with normal, like, English spiders, but if you look at the Australian spiders...
Oh, get away.
Do you know what I mean? Like,
BS.
I'm sorry, but what is that? Like, have you read about some of these things?
Bro, some eat birds, fam. Birds!
Bro. That is so tapped. Like, I've heard of, and they're giving them names as well. Like, I heard of a zombie spider, bro. It bites you and you lose a limb. What the fuck? The limb comes off. That's it.
It's gone. Just
that. I think, to broaden it, any poisonous animal scares me.
Imagine as being bitten by a zombie spider, fam. Like, literally, like, screw Spider-Man. You turn into Nugget, man. Like, honestly, like, you just lose everything.
It's game over.
Game over. You're stubbed. You're jumping around on your two.
Have you ever had something happen to you and you have to take a minute to process, like, this is real? Like, this has actually just happened. Like, imagine getting bitten by one of those spiders and you have to process the fact that your arm is coming off.
I couldn't do that.
I couldn't imagine it now, but fam, what the fuck? No way.
Are you scared of snakes?
No, unless they're poisonous. Or what's the big one? Anaconda, right?
Yeah.
And fuck that. Anything like that, no way. But a little grass snake or a water snake, like, doesn't bother me.
Yeah, to be fair, I'm cool with snakes, to be fair. I think it's because, did I show you that picture of me in the newspaper with the snakes?
No.
Okay, that's a story for another day.
That's a story for another
day. After that, I've loved them. If I see one, I'll probably jump still. But, like, then I'll be okay with it. You know what I mean?
I'm okay. Like, if a snake bit me and it's not venomous, like, I'll obviously...
That's cute.
not quite. But I would obviously take the spider off, snake off me. And then, like, I'm not gonna be pissed. Like, to me, it's as if a cat bit me. I'd be like, what the fuck? But I wouldn't be scared of it afterwards. Like, there's no need to be. Like, it's not deadly. Do you know what I mean?
Mm.
Right. If you were to wake up in your worst nightmare, what would that be? What is your worst nightmare?
Being shorter than I am. Nah.
Could you wait? Waking up shorter.
Like 5 foot. Oh, bro, I'd die.
Could you
imagine that? Literally.
Imagine waking up and you are noticeably short.
Like, I have to jump off the bed, kind of thing. Like, honestly, imagine that.
No. You know how babies climb on beds?
Literally, yeah. Like that. It'd be like a cot.
Oh no.
What's my worst nightmare?
That would be a good one, you know, if that is your nightmare.
No, it's not. I like my height. I don't mind that, I'm sure.
No, but like baby height.
Yeah, like that would kill me though. probably like, let's say like everyone I love died. And yeah.
Oh shit, fair enough.
Was that too deep? Should I just
That's cool.
I woke up and stubbed my toe on my desk. Like,
it's a nightmare. It's got to be like PG. It's not meant to be PG. Mine is waking up in the favela in Brazil, or waking up stranded in the middle of the ocean. Do you know how scary the ocean is?
Yeah, I've been on it.
Oh my. Yeah, on it. But being in it, fuck that. Oh my days, no way. Like, I actually,
left, right, up, down, and all you see is nothing. Like,
I have seen videos of where sharks are not visible until like 5 feet away. And you know how quickly those things swim? It's basically muscle, the whole thing.
So are you? Just give it a little bang in the nose.
I respect that. Yeah, but okay, you know, I've heard that as well. You punch it in the nose, right? How hard is it to punch underwater?
Don't know, I haven't tried, but it'll be as hard as running.
In physics terms, you understand this, the viscosity is too thick, it's too high.
But you can give it a good go.
No way.
When adrenaline's pumping.
Of course I'm going to give it a go. When adrenaline's pumping, well, I'm just going to defy physics and water's just going to move out the way.
Well, obviously you won't punch as hard as you do, but you could probably give it a good... You won't be dishing out haymakers, but you know.
Bro, maybe... there is no haymaker is a myth underwater. A punch, my days. He'll probably think I'm tickling his nose, fam. So dead. No way. I would be dead for sure. No doubt. Right. 2020 predictions for you and your aspirations.
I have written down a bunch of goals. This is a really weird one, yeah. But I want to automate my room. I know that sounds so weird.
Room.
Yeah. So you can like buy these things that like, you know, because obviously I'm a programmer, right? So I don't know if you've seen my room recently. I've got like LED lights in it and stuff like that.
So, yo, I got the same.
I want to automate that. So when my alarm goes off, it goes on. And I don't know if you know this, like red doesn't hurt your eyes in the dark.
Oh, that makes sense. Because when you close your eyes, you see a little bit of red.
Then, but like blue light is the stuff that hurts you. So what I want to do is I want to program it. So at like nine, when it gets dark, like I'll sync it up to like some, I don't know, something that measures sunset and all that. And when it gets dark, it'll turn on my lights red. And when it's bright, it'll be blue and stuff.
Can you do that?
You can program it. Yeah, it'll be easy.
That's hard.
Bro, trust me, coding is hard until you start coding. It's one of them things.
I've looked into learning coding.
And it's so easy, trust me.
It's not difficult, but it is literally just so much time you have to put into learning it.
I guess, yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah, because you have to remember these things. I know you can copy and paste.
Yeah, I was going to
say. You want to be like...
Most people copy and paste.
A proper... No, but I've seen videos of people coding and they're just typing it out.
Yeah,
like,
I don't...
It's English
really
and I'm
copy
like...
Paste, to be honest. Play. I guess you... But like, yeah. I guess when you get like to my level, I've been coding what? For like... Oh my days. How am I? 8 years or something like that? So it's like muscle memory coding. But
I'm trying to do it on my first day.
Maybe, right. But yeah, anyway, goals. I hope to... Basically, I've said it every year, but I'm going to try and say again. This year, next year, or this year when we upload it, I want to make some money off some pursuit I made. And I know money's not the end goal, but money just says to you, okay, you're doing well enough that someone will pay for your service.
Okay. I respect that. I should have thought more about my answer because I actually made these questions. I actually didn't think about it at all. For me... I don't know, with money comes and goes, but I'm getting like better at saving money. I think by the end of 2020 or for 2020, I just want to be making more traveling kind of trips. I have plans to go to Amsterdam, Switzerland, and Croatia, and all of these plans at this very moment are going through. So that's three places I'm going to be able to see within the year, which is hard for me. Like, I think that's awesome. Like, I'm not going to be there for like weeks and weeks though, but at least I get to see these countries. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But I'm choosing these because they're cheap. Like, don't forget, I'm a uni student. I've got to pay for my food. I've got to pay for like potential, whatever nights out we're doing. And they sometimes can't come frequently and other stuff that I might need to save up for. But I'm just trying to find... go through all these cheap countries. And I'm not going by myself, by the way. Like, I have a group of people here who are like, we're all kind of just, we've made these plans and we're going. We're going for people's birthdays, which is a bit, which is cool. Nah, this is good. That's good, to be honest. I prefer it is for a reason. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Out of nowhere, just doing nothing. Like, yeah, we're going for a reason. It's for the birthdays. So that for me is to travel more and put more effort into my business stuff. Oops, sorry, okay. Carl. Sorry about that, Carl. Right. So, how would you describe yourself to a blind person?
Black.
Yeah. Okay. All right. I thought you just stopped it there. I was like, wait, come on.
I'm black. I'm quite skinny. I'm hench skinny.
He's a lean boy.
I've still got remnants of muscles from when I did work out. Let's be real. Come on. You have to give me that.
Remnants. Okay.
The figure is still kind of there.
He's got leftovers.
The residue is still there. Like, I've still got a bit of residue muscle on me.
These words are not big building, you know?
No. Like, I'm going to be real with you. Like, I'm not muscular anymore as I was when I was younger. But.
Okay.
Like, the two-pack is... disappeared, bro. Honestly, that's gone. But the pecs and the arms aren't looking too bad.
They're still there.
Then height wise, I'm quite short. Like I said, I'm 5'4" on a good day. I'm 5'3" in a bit. 5'3" in a lot.
Yeah.
I don't know. I look like.
Do you want me to go first? Give you a little bit, like.
Go on then.
Right. So I'm 5'11" at a push. I think at most, really. I've got brown hair. I wear it in a Ashton Kutcher kind of looking style, or Justin Bieber, whatever. Like his.
Can I just say something? Yeah.
Yeah.
I was gonna compare myself to someone, but then I realized this person's blind, so they wouldn't know how they look as well. So that's why I didn't do it. Then you said it. Then I was like, this guy.
Imagine saying that. It's just like, yeah, I don't know who that is. Oh my god. That'd be, have you seen that video of Ryan Seacrest high fiving a blind person?
Nah.
Oh my god.
I might have actually. I just don't know the guy.
He puts his hand up and he's like, oh shit. So he picks up the other guy's hand and slaps it.
Oh, I've seen that.
That was heartbreaking. Oh my days. But yeah, that would be the same for you. For me, okay. I would say I'm a reasonable build. I'm white. I'm yellowy white just because I'm partly Asian. Would you say I'm white? Like,
no.
You wouldn't?
No.
Well, like Asian kind of white.
Yeah.
Fair enough. Okay, I'm Asian white. I think it would be better if you described me and I described you, by the way. But way more fair to come back. But,
we're here now, bro.
Yeah, I've got brown eyes. What color are your eyes?
Brown.
Brown, yeah. Dark brown.
Black.
Mine are quite light brown, actually. I like that one myself. I got light brown eyes. I don't have facial hair. It does not suit me whatsoever. You have facial hair.
It does not suit me whatsoever. But here we are.
I think it suits you. It suits you way.
I can't take it off because, bro, not having facial hair doesn't suit me even more. I did it the other day. I was like, yo, like, yeah. I went clean shaven, looked in the mirror, and the mirror ran away. Like, the mirror ducked. It was like, yo, what are you doing? Like, honestly, it was bad.
Nah, you suit a beard 100%. It looks good on you.
But I keep it very short.
I don't have piercings, and I have one tattoo, which is on my wrist. Oh, I'm not going to say what it is because they probably don't know. Don't forget, this is a blind person, so they're not going to know what that means.
Oh, okay, so I've got a nipple piercing. I don't have anything. I don't have any accessories. I wear bracelets. That's my only accessory. I got goofy teeth.
I like my teeth. My teeth are straight. I've been okay. I've not been fucked up with any gaps. I think that's the only way I can describe myself to a blind person. I've got all 10 fingers on my toes. Same with you.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I think it would have been easy if you described me and I described you.
Yeah,
doesn't matter. Right, what is your biggest regret in life, if you have any?
Nah, none, mate. Obviously, there's stuff that that comes through my head, and I'm like, you idiot. But you know what? It's happened, and it's built me as a person. So I don't have any.
You know what it is? I know exactly what kind of mistake you made, what regret you have, because it's the exact same one I have.
You can say it if you want. I don't mind.
No, I'm not saying mine. I'm okay. We don't know the viewers like that yet. We're not quite that close. But my biggest regret will be similar to yours. It's mostly with I would say our dating lives. We probably just made a really
bad. Bro, I don't care about that. That's not that regrets. They're lessons, bro. They're lessons.
All right. Yeah, they're not. They're L's for lessons.
I don't regret doing anything I do. I'm happy that I did everything I've done.
We're taking our L's as lessons.
But to be fair, my dating life is pretty much non-existent in the grand scheme of things. Like, I can literally, you can count all, like, the events that have happened.
You don't have to throw that in there.
No, I'm just saying, like, it must be very tragic for us to bring that up. When you can count on, like, one hand how many girls I've talked to.
Next question. Oh, my days. Right, what is the life lesson that you would live by? So, as an example, patience is a virtue.
Is that yours?
When I wrote it down, that was mine, but I feel like mine might have changed.
So. Yeah, man, I live by loads.
Pick one because if
yeah, no, that's hard because I live by loads. Like, I actually live by loads. Like, I guess.
I would say learn to detach yourself from things that don't deserve your attention.
Yeah, I'd say stop seeing the world how you want to see it and look at it like how it actually is.
Oh, be objective, not subjective.
Like, as in, yeah, it's like, and also, like, you know, like, you can't control what happens to you, but you can control what you do, how you react.
Yeah, like a stoic.
Yeah, pretty much.
That's good. I know you live by stoicism and minimalism.
Yeah.
All right,
fair enough.
Yeah. And Christianity. All right, I respect that. What one superpower would you want and why?
Forgiveness.
It can be really detailed because when I said this to another person, they were very detailed with their superpower. So.
I said forgiveness, but nah, actually, I'll take that back.
Forgiveness is super.
Oh, bro, like.
Oh, that was too deep.
I like that one. Probably, I don't know, because obviously invisibility would be cool, because obviously you can do cool stuff like watch people shower. But no way.
You didn't actually.
No, you can do cool stuff like.
Remember that moment I said you had to process? That was for me, bro. I was legit. No way did he actually say that.
No, you can do cool stuff like, what else can you do when you're invisible?
All right,
I just out myself there. It's like, that's all you think about, like watching people shower. No, you can play tricks on people. But seriously.
I read something that was like, there's no way Harry Potter didn't use that cloak.
It'll be fly. There you go. I've never watched it, mate.
He was like, Harry Potter?
Nah, I never watched it.
He had an invisibility cloak, like, I mean, actually invisible. No way you could see him. And the joke was, there's no way he didn't go into like the girls' bathroom.
Oh, I see.
He was a kid, like,
yeah.
He probably wouldn't.
As a grown man, obviously, I would never do that.
Yeah. Fuck the PG. He most definitely did do that. Like 100%, he most. If it was a real story, 100%, yeah. He did that.
But yeah, fly. There you go.
Fly. Play. Mine would be teleport. Like, oh my god!
Just have to do the effort.
Forget travel fees for life. Like, I would just be there in a sec. I wouldn't be late to anything in my life. Like, you know, I get ready 2 hours before work, so I can just take my time. I can eat some food, be ready. I have my shower, all of that. So when I go to work, I'm not stressed. I can just get on with my job, as stress free as it is already. But teleporting. I could relax to the fullest degree, even do work, like, if I have to, if I've got work going on, and then just, I'm there in a flash. Within a click, I'm there. That's hard to me. And imagine traveling. Oh, my days. The biggest excuse about traveling is price. Mm-hmm. Like, I want to go to Bali, I'm there. Done. So easy. So that, for me, would be traveling. Flying. Now, flying would be scary for me, I'm not going to lie.
A little pussy.
Bro, you'd hit a bird on accident. Fuck that. You probably eat bugs as well.
No, you wear a helmet.
Yeah, that fixes everything. Yeah. Right. If you were a teacher, what subject do you think you could teach? Like, honestly.
Probably none. Programming, none. Maybe. But I'm not even that amazing at that.
Oh, PE can't be an option, by the way. There's no way.
Literally none. Like, honestly, I'm not exceptional or anything. I mean, I'm very average. But like, I guess if we go by my grades, it would have to be maths. But
I would say
art. There you go. I've never tried to see someone to draw, but I think I could probably see someone to draw. Well, yeah.
Can you draw,
bro? You've been know this surely.
I haven't seen it, Benny.
Okay.
Right. Okay. Yeah, fair play. After you. Mine would be business. Business is quite broad and easy to teach, I guess. But I've always understood it. So for me, yeah, business. I would definitely teach business. And I'm taking it now, so it's definitely something I'm into. Mm-hmm. Right. I've been asking this
question. How to get girls.
No, shut up. Right. Right. I have been asking this question. This to me is even a conversation starter. Like, I've been asking bare people about this question. Would you take a punch from Mike Tyson in his prime, no glove, to the face for 500,000?
No, because 500, what can you do if I, no, no.
My fucking G. No. You know, I think I already
have. We have, no, half a million, what? No, but no. Bro,
50% of people I ask, and because it's always this, like, I'm not always going up to like random even number groups, but it's always been basically 50% saying yes and 50% saying no. But I'm definitely on the no side, because that is an instant death.
The face reconstruction will cost 500,000 on its own.
What, my guy, I literally said the exact same point. You'd be spending all the money you just earned reconfiguring your face. And you're definitely not going to look the same way you
not
did.
Not to get political, but when the NHS is private, you're going to have to pay, you know? So,
you're going to have to pay as well.
So you are going to lose a lot of money. So yeah.
Oh, my days. But yeah, for certain, that is a no. I might do a poll about that, and then we'll talk about next week about what people said. But oh my days, no way am I taking that plunge. What's more important, the journey or the destination?
The journey.
Always the journey. The destination is your goal, but then once you reach it, you should have another goal to follow up. Like,
school trips were fun, but the bus journey there and back was
the bus. Oh, that was a good one. That was good. Yeah, the bus journey was hard. Right, how often do you go out?
Oh my word, how often?
You've been going out a lot recently.
No, we haven't been going out a lot. Well, I've been out twice in the last 3 weeks, but before that, it was months, mate. Well, no, like, what do you count as going out?
I put out, but to be honest, going out with your boys and chilling is still going out.
Oh, chilling with the boys, a weekly, maybe even twice a week. Yeah, chilling with the boys, but like not even in town, like even in someone's house. Do you count that?
I wouldn't say that's someone's house. I'd say more public areas.
Public area, maybe once a week.
Once a week, that's good.
But like out is like I went to try out the refurbished club, but before that it would have been months, mate.
Sorry, for people who don't know, the club in our hometown got refurbished, like, completely. It used to be called Moomoo's, which is... That name will never leave me. I don't know about you, but that is going to be with me for life. Like, everyone knows what Moomoo's was. And now it's called... what's it called?
Zinc.
Is it good?
To be fair, like, it looks amazing, but it's still Banbury.
Really?
Honestly, I think it looks quite good.
But...
It's still Banbury.
Still Banbury.
DJ still crap, like, you know.
Yeah. Oh, music's the same.
the worst thing is it's one big room now instead of three. So like they have to like try and please everyone, and it's just like,
they ruined that then. They butchered that for sure. It was the DJ for me. They really just needed
even just someone with a good playlist would have done.
What they should have done is, instead of doing
giving that guy a chance,
you know, three nights where they play, you know, different music, they should have different music for each night. And you'd have a different audience. Like, I don't know, that's what most clubs do. They have, like, I don't know, R&B Wednesdays.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
I don't go clubbing. Well, I do, but I don't.
Right, biggest turn. Oh, how often do I go out? I would say once every 2 weeks. I've been quite busy lately for my stuff, but ideally, once I get less busy, if the money's right, I might just go out weekly. Depends what everyone's saying, really. Because my group do a lot of stuff, like your group, indoors. Like, we have a cinema room here, and like, there's just a lot of stuff we can do here that we don't need to go out for.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? We're just chilling, all of us. So I would say once every 2 weeks at the moment. Biggest turn off about another person.
So you said turn off. I'm taking that as relationships, but then you said another person. So what do you mean? Relationship kind of thing? You're trying to link?
I would say like, so remember what I was saying about you can be a really attractive woman.
Okay, so linking, okay.
Yeah.
Biggest turn off would be self-centeredness. So like if someone just doesn't care about me, you know, if I say something you just don't care, it's like, what, why am I even talking, you know?
For me, mine would be confidence. I don't like it when they don't have enough, because some people like shy girls, and I don't mind shy people, but if I'm having to carry the conversation even though you're interested, what the fuck? Like, it's just a lot of energy. You're supposed to bounce off each other. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you know, when, if you came up to me, it was like, yo, me and this girl were vibing. That's like, that to me tells me you were like, the conversation was good. Yeah. But if you can't say that, then I don't think it's worth it, in my opinion. Biggest turn on about another person.
Oh, my days.
It can't be the reverse of what we just said.
Let me get the list. Oh, no. Funny.
Funny?
Yeah.
Fair play.
Good sense of humor.
I know a few funny girls, to be fair. Like, crack me up. Well, just humor. Just sense of humor.
Oh, there's loads of stuff. But yeah, funny, like, I guess.
But the biggest one would be humor, right?
Bro, everyone laughs at my jokes. They don't even need a good sense of humor. Just funny, yeah.
I would say, doesn't always want to just go out. Like, they want to do... Because I know, to be honest, most girls just want to get drunk and go out, like, to the club. Mm-hmm. That isn't my biggest interest. That isn't our biggest interest, me and you. Like, we don't really... Clubbing is not, like, the biggest thing. Like, it's not fun. Like, it's not all of that anyway. But I don't know. I want someone who can do both. Do you know what I mean?
Ah, someone that can do both as well.
Who can do both?
Yeah.
Okay. I heard you. Right. Do you believe in star signs?
Nope.
And you don't believe in star signs? Yeah, neither, G. My God, my friend told me about his star sign. His star sign. I was like, shut the fuck.
If you read the list of personalities, it's like, all right, no, fair enough if you believe it. Fair enough. Like, if you want to believe it.
Yeah, do you know what? Okay, but I don't want to be digging on it. Yeah.
I feel like it's too generic to be like a legit thing. I don't know, but that's just me personally, though. That's just me personally.
I'm on the same page. Let's be fair to the people who actually believe it. I think we're both... I'm a Sagittarius. What are you?
I'm a Scorpio.
You are a Scorpio. So if I read out what they tell us about ourselves, and you tell me if it resonates with you.
Yeah.
Even though.
I've never actually read my profile. Have I? Yeah, ages ago.
I did once, but it was so long ago.
Yeah.
This girl from my course, actually, she gave me her headphones to listen to an audio thing about Sagittarius. And to be honest, it was just gassing me up. Like, it was just saying all these nice things. It would slide in like a negative thing about my personality. Mm. And it, to be honest, when you're listening, you feel good. But, and I'm like, maybe. It was convincing me until the end of the audio was like, right, to hear more, pay £5 a week. Bro, if they wanted a subscription just to tell me, I was like, no way. That is complete. Nah. Oh shit!
I feel like personality is environmental anyway. That's personally anyway.
That's fact. 100% that's fact. Right. Do you prefer texting or calling?
Texting. Oh, really? Wait. To be fair, recently though, just nothing. Just in person. Because I've realized I'm the worst texter ever. Well, no. I'm quick at replying, yeah. But like the grammar and the punctuation and the spelling, bro, it's something else.
I'll move you on that.
It's something else. Like, I've been trying to grammar. Get better.
It's not your grammar or punctuation. Spelling. It's your spelling. Oh my days. There have been times where I've told you to resend a text because you didn't read it and then you went, oh shit, yeah, sorry. And it didn't make any sense to me. For me, it switched. So I used to love calling. Mm-hmm. I prefer texting, but if I'm honest, I prefer face-to-face as well. But if I had to choose between the two, it would be texting over calling. But if you want to reach me, you call me because I don't look at my phone like that. And you know that firsthand. Like, mm-hmm. I'm not very good at my... Right. Your viewpoint on lying.
I hate it,
yeah.
I make sure to avoid it as much as I can, like doing it.
I pride myself on honesty. And I remember me, you, and Jamal had a debate years ago, actually, I think, about whether white lying was okay. And I was on the wrong side for this. So I agree with you now. Just all lying in general is just bad. Mm-hmm. I don't understand it. It tells you a lot about the other person if they lie to you. And specifically what they lie about. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. Your opinion on Molly May's roast dinner. Did you see it?
No.
You didn't see it?
Nah, I don't really watch TV. I don't.
No. It's not on TV. Oh. I just saw like a meme about it. Like, you should just look it up.
Well, to be fair, Reddit is not even like that, to be fair. And I haven't been on Reddit in a minute as well. So I've been on Instagram.
It was on Instagram.
Yeah, I haven't been on Instagram in what? I don't even know now.
I know, but just take a pic. Just take a look.
I'm not going on Instagram.
No. Go on Google.
Molly, okay, carry on. I'll Google it while we talk.
No, I want to hear your live reaction. Molly Mays. Because I sent it to the boys just to take a look. And they were really shocked.
Molly May cooks Tommy roast dinner and people can't get over how disgusting it looks.
Just go on images. Just go on images.
Is it?
Bro.
Why is the chicken so yellow? Is it the one with the potatoes and something at the top?
Two chicken breasts on the left.
Yeesh. Yikes.
Look at it, bro.
Oi, you know what? At least you can boil stuff. Like,
look, who's to say that's not a rock hard potato right now?
But she boiled it for sure.
Look how firm the chicken is.
But she probably boiled it. Or she had to boil it.
She probably boiled the chicken, bro.
I'm thinking everything there she boiled in the same pot and was just like, yeah, let's go.
She's like, babe, I'll make
Yo, dinner. You know what? She's learning. We can't. Oi, my days.
She's probably just like, oh, babe, I'll make dinner for tonight.
Thing about me is I can't do stuff like that. Like, it's too dry for me.
That
I need
is
some sauce.
Way too dry. Look at that. There is no sauce whatsoever. You need sauce if the food is dry to help it. You know what I mean?
Bro, she might just be learning.
I hope so, because there's no seasoning.
How do you know she did not put at least a sprinkler of salt on? Nah, she didn't put a sprinkler of salt, let's be real.
I could just tell. But
oh, there's no seasoning, but potentially there could be salt on the table.
Look, I don't rate her cooking, but I rate Molly May as a girlfriend. I reckon she's a really good girlfriend.
Don't know, never had her as one, but we'll see.
All right, well, he just had that fight recently, so. And, like, she's ringside. I like them.
Are they still going out?
Yeah, those two and another two. The Irish girl, Maura, and the Strictly Come Dancing brother. The brother of the Strictly Come Dancing guy. I can't remember his name. Those two are still together, so fair play to them. But most of it's after the first season, it's mostly for TV anyway. I think we can agree on that.
Yeah, for sure. For the money.
Like, that's literally what it is. Right. Most attractive feature for the opposite sex. So not like personality, like just plain looks.
Oh, plain looks.
And just one. You don't get to choose like lips and eyebrows.
Smile.
Really nice. I have the same one. All right, fair play.
Because I don't want to out myself too bad, so we're gonna go with that.
Right.
Nah, joking. Now, genuinely smile.
Yeah, smile for me. Just because, why am I making you laugh if your teeth ain't? Well, not the teeth, but the smile and all that.
Don't know. Yeah, I don't even think it's just smile for me. Just
it is literally smile for me. Right. So this is our last question, but this is mostly to direct the rest of the season and make sure the audience know what we're doing. So what is this podcast aiming to provide for its audience?
A barrel of laughs. Mate, not even a barrel of laughs. A whole freight train of laughs, bro.
A whole freight train of laughs. Okay.
Information.
Should I explain to them what it is?
Yeah, you're probably better.
Okay. I appreciate you as a hype man, though, because I was like, where's he going with this? Right. What he's saying is true, what we want to provide, but basically BTS, so Behind the Story, is where we're going to be talking about weekly news or however long between the episode is. So we're going to be talking about recent news within the entertainment industry, about all entertainment, so music, acting, and all the other shit, and just present it back to you, because, well, basically, you're going to hear it here second. So, and that's all we want to provide. And along the road, we will provide other kind of episodes as well and have guests. So in our other podcast, well, the one we kind of diminished and formed into this one, we had our friend Jamal, who's a YouTuber and incredibly funny stuff. And we'll have him back to actually talk about his career. And we'll have many other guests down the line. But we won't say who they are now because we want to make sure we have the episodes planned. Anything else you want to say?
Nah.
Fair enough. Okay.
Follow my SoundCloud.
Follow his SoundCloud, right.
I don't have one, but when I do.
Anyway, for all those listening, thank you so much for listening. You can find us on Spotify and other platforms. We'll leave the link in for you on our social media platform.
Yeah, follow Stuart on Instagram.
Follow my Instagram at Stuart. I should probably change the tag, but Stuart Howlett, so S-T-U-A-R-T-H-O-W-L-E-T-T. And we if you ever have any suggestions or feedback for us, good and bad, please send it to us, because we take the bad as constructive and it helps us like tune in our subjects to you. Okay, thank you so much for listening, and please share with a friend. Okay,
just one friend.
Okay. All right, thanks guys. Peace. Bye.